Hello, one and all, to episode 14 of the Foxcast. Once again, I am here as your head of the ship. I am Dokes, but you know I can't do this show all about anime and everything in the medium all alone. So I'm here with, of course, some of my best pals out there, and we have, surprisingly, yet again, another special guest. I will introduce him in just a moment. But first off, I have to introduce the biggest advocate to the homeless in the world. Nuvo, say hello to everybody.
Hell yeah. Top tier to homeless people out here. Nuvo no Kai.
And of course, everybody knows him. He's the guy who makes the show run. I tell you every week on how he is why this all works the way it does. Say hello to everybody, Dinah.
Hey everyone, Dinah here.
And today I have a special guest. Yes, he wasn't originally supposed to be on, and I actually had a different topic in mind, but I changed it up because I had a very special request from him, and this is kind of on a timely manner basis, so I didn't want to just ignore the poor guy, and he's a longtime user and known associate of all of us, so it's not anything I couldn't help but make happen. So his name is Trey. So hey, Trey, welcome, and thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me. I'm gonna ruin everything.
Oh boy.
I like the optimism. That's the first step to becoming homeless.
Yeah, I mean, he's already breaking down the levels.
I'm a quick learner, I'd like to think.
Yeah, man.
Today's show, we're going to be talking about anime community projects. We'll kind of go in detail more a little bit later on of what that actually means. That's the number one reason why Trey is actually here today. But before we do that and we get into everything else, I'm going to ask him a few lightning round questions later on, and then we'll do our current anime talks and whatnot. We are going to start with a question of the week. So, guys, what's a common anime/Japanese food that you've always wanted to try? I'll go first for once instead of just bridging it off one of you guys. Me, there's a lot of things that seem interesting. I know some of their food would be too slimy or weirdly textured for me, but I would try omelet rice. That seems like something that would be fun to try. Mm-hmm. What about you, Dinah? I heard that hum of being like, yeah, omelet rice.
Well, omelet rice sounds good. Honestly, there's just a lot of cuisines in Japan that I would just absolutely love to try. It's just so much stuff to eat. I would love to try, like, authentic Japanese ramen. Like, just taste how ramen from, like, the source is from. What I always see in the shows, watch all these characters slurp up the delicious soup. I want to be, like, Naruto. I want to be that guy.
Yeah, it looks so warm and inviting. Like, oh, it'd be perfect.
I love those ramen shacks that they show in the anime. I would love to, like, go to one.
Yeah, Foxcast Podcast. We'll all just sit down in the three chairs and share some bowls of ramen together.
Oh my god, that sounds like heaven.
What about you, Nuvo? What Japanese food makes you go, you can't just say Takis. Just come up with something else. Got other food out there.
I mean, it's so much. This going on the top of my head, I can't really say. But, I mean, ramen sounds like really amazing, just because, like, if you watch any type of, like, Japanese show or anything like that, they always, like, when they, like, down and out, they eat ramen. So, I mean, I would always want to try that. Omelet rice sound kind of dope, especially if they can do the smiley face with the ketchup. I mean, I'm down with it. Yeah, no.
What about a heart, man? You want a little heart?
I mean, if they throw the heart at me, I might just marry the broad, so we got to slow our roll in that.
What if it's a man? Marry him anyway?
Hey. If he had a skirt on, I might, you know. But that's a conversation for another day. But anyway, I don't know. It's so many, like, different cuisines. Like, Japanese have, like, a nice, like, a variety, you know what I'm saying? But just off the top of my head, I just go with those two, like ramen and I'm just going back off you two guys.
Hey, being a stealing, he's a thief, true homeless.
Yeah.
All right, Trey, what about you? Since I feel like your answer won't be as much of a thievery.
I'd have to say I'm kind of intrigued about how seriously Japan takes its quality beef. I'd want to try their, like, A5 grade Wagyu beef that's, like, super marbled and it's, like, legendary, apparently. Something like that.
Apparently, I hear that the meat is about 80% fat, and once you deep fry that, all the juices just flow out. Sounds and looks amazing.
Yeah, I've seen images of it, and it looks like it's from another world. Like, in the best way. I don't know. Something about that appeals to me. The fact that I haven't seen that kind of marbling or...
Well, I mean, if you look at Nuvo, you would see the marbling on his... Like, I mean, it's there on him.
Here we go with this, man. I thought I was free.
He set it up perfectly, and now I'm really craving meat.
Oh my god. Don't believe it to the legend, man. Don't believe it to the legend, man.
I kind of believe. I believe.
Oh my god.
We have a convert. Yes.
Oh my god.
I was most excited to be in this podcast with Nuvo's abs. So
don't do that to me, Trey.
And on to the main topic, Nuvo's abs.
Oh my god.
Little did you know, this is why Trey wanted to come on today to talk about. When we mean anime community projects, we mean... But in all seriousness, the actual thing for animation community projects, we're talking about things within anime communities, like my anime list, Kitsu, which is the one that we're all predominantly part of, or AnyList, or many other ones that I can name or don't know of that exist. These communities, there's a lot of them. They're big, small, they vary in size, but there's always a few people in these community who are active talking users, like such as we are in Kitsu, and they make and produce stuff a lot of times, but also sometimes there's an event that happens and people from that community get together and it's kind of like a collective moment for all of them. Kind of like I know one time for Kitsu, a lot of them met up at a convention in LA. That's kind of cool. It was only like 25, 30 people, but that's a really cool anime community-based thing. So Trey wanted to come here tonight to talk about something that he's doing where he's representing Kitsu. But I don't want to steal the thunder or try to explain it improperly, so I direct the floor to you.
All right. Well, you had it right. I am representing Kitsu and everybody on it, to the best of my ability at least, in a Mafia championship. And I know you guys already know what Mafia is, but for anybody listening that doesn't know what it is, it's essentially a forum game, a hidden identity game where... there's the town team versus the scum team, the bad guys or whatnot. There's always more town players than scum players. The scum players know who each other are. They know their roles. The town players don't know anyone's role but their own. And it's up to them to figure out who the bad guys are and to lynch them during the day phases. Whereas the scum team has to just make a kill each night of the town players. One side is going to win at the end. But it's basically a game of deception, head games, and that kind of nature. And there's a guy named Thingy Man. That's all I know him as, and I prefer to only know him as that. Otherwise, it'll ruin the myth of Thingy Man. But he is the founder of a website called Mafia Universe, and it's essentially a hub for that kind of forum game, Mafia games. And every year, he goes around and kind of peeks into communities that play Mafia, which we do at Kitsu, under the group Devil's Nest. Anyone wants to join, you can join that. And basically, each community he goes to, he has them democratically elect a representative to come and play on Mafia Universe in the Mafia Championship. And from there, this year there's 170 communities being represented. So 170 players, there's 10 qualifying games with 17 players in them each. These games are played, and at the end of them, everyone in the game votes basically on the MVP, the star player, whoever made the most impact, no matter who, which side won. And that player goes to the finale game. The runner-up goes to the wild card game, which is kind of like the semifinals. And then everyone else gets a participation trophy. That's not true. I wish it...
Sound unbelievable.
I wish it were true. I would have liked a participation trophy. I played in game number one, and I was actually on the scum team. So I was one of the mafia goons, and we made a clean wipe of the town. None of us were lynched during the day. We were basically controlling the narrative the entire time. But my teammates were so good that they outshined me, and two of them went on ahead of me. But there's still a chance that I can be picked and put into the wild card game. There's actually two wild card games. Runner up from each of the qualifying matches goes to directly to the wild card games, and then the jury, which is just made up of past finalists, they pick 24 more to join them in the wild cards, and then the three MVPs from each wildcard game go to the final, and then there's just one last game and the MVP is picked from there. And really the only thing at stake is just internet bragging rights, but who doesn't want that? So
right.
Yeah, so I'm representing Kitsu in that right now. Like I said, my game did finish and I didn't make it to the finale or the wildcard yet.
Damn.
But I'll see if I get picked by the jury to go to wildcards once all of the qualifier matches have finished. Right now they're on match number 5, I want to say, out of 10. And I think they'll announce the 24 that they pick to go to wild cards after that. There's still hope for us, for me to represent Kitsu further. I'm hoping that at least.
Come on, fuckers. Come on, you better vote Trey.
You know, the nice thing is, even though I didn't make it like into the top two spots, I still had people voting for me. This one guy that I played with, he was on the town, of course, but he respected the way I played so much that he sent me a message afterwards and said, "Hey, I don't think it was proper to complain about the picks for the finale and wild card in the thread, but I wanted to let you know I voted for you, and I think you did a great job." So yeah, that made me feel really good.
That's nice.
That's the kind of thing that gets someone the spot as a waifu, you know? That guy is probably my waifu now.
Just put a skirt on him and things will look up. I understand.
Flattery will get you everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's what's currently going on right now. It's not an event that is limited to anime communities, but there are a ton of them being represented. And like, I see so many anime avatars. There's even funny fact, the representative from MAL was in the same game as me. Their name was Quixima, but on MAL, I think it was Pentaflare, so shout out to them. They were pretty good, but I killed them, so.
That's right, Trey! That's right!
I needed Nuvo as a cheerleader during this.
Yeah. He makes a great hype man, doesn't he?
Hell yeah, man! I mean, we would have pulled out that Kisu flag.
Yeah, I needed that. You would have totally given me away, though. The one thing that I wanted to come out of this was to kind of gain some interest in the game itself and in the community that we have on Kitsu, because one of the stipulations that they have for continuing to be invited back to this event and be one of the 170 communities that's represented, we have to have a steady flow of activity, and that is something that's kind of died down for our group on Kitsu, especially with the Aozora merger. I'm hoping to get some new blood and new breath into the group. So if anyone listening is interested in joining and playing some games with us, you can find us on Devil's Nest on Kitsu, and feel free to join.
And we will leave a link in the description below to help you more easily find the group, read up on it, and join it if you do want to participate.
So a quick question. How's the format of the game? Like, is it on a day-by-day basis, or is it on a player response basis?
It is a day-by-day basis. So it's actually timed. The day phases, where the town has time to basically discuss and figure out who they think is scum, who they want to lynch, and just the time they have to catch people contradicting themselves or catch them in lies. In my game, it was 36 hours for the day phase and then 12 hours for the night phase. The night phase is where everybody kind of, if you have an ability, like if you're on the mafia team, you make your kill decision during the night phase. If you're someone on the town team that has an ability, like the cop or something like that, you can investigate someone at night, but that typically doesn't take as long. So that was only 12 hours. So a full day and night cycle was 48 hours in my game. But what I really like about this tournament is that Thingy Man, he takes into consideration everyone's schedule. He has everyone fill out like a survey to see what kind of schedule they have, what kind of availability they'll have. And some games are a lot quicker, like they'll have 12-hour phases, 12-hour days, 12-hour nights. Some are a lot slower, like 72-hour days, 3 days for one day, and then 24-hour nights. So it really varies, but it's not usually by player response. It usually is just a time thing, unless someone like hammers a vote and a lynch happens by majority, then the day cuts short.
That sounds very fascinating.
Yeah,
it's got a little bit of intricacy to it. Definitely sounds like it's a good bit of fun.
A ton of intricacy, especially when you really get into the roles. Some of them are you can tell they're made just to shake things up. Like they're not even practical, but if they're played well, played correctly, they can really fuck things up for either side. I think I'm allowed to say that since I think I heard Josh say fuck quite a lot.
Oh, you're getting censored, my friend. You're getting censored. Oh, okay. I'm just kidding.
I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, we are not considerably family friendly, but we're not making this for kids, so it's fine.
Chinese cartoons are for adults.
All right, so yeah, once again, we'll leave more information about that below so you guys can read up on it. And if you really want a hands-down, broken-down explanation, you can always contact Trey on his Kitsu, or if you somehow I have access to his Discord, or if he gives it to you, you can talk to him through there as well. But, you know, that's one community-based thing. We're all in an anime community, from what I know.
What's anime?
I've heard something about it, but sometimes it's a blank.
Never heard of it.
I mean, especially I know Nubo and Dinah knew each other before Hummingbird / Kitsu. So, like, guys, what are some projects you've seen in either Kitsu Hummingbird or other anime-based communities you've been in that you were really like, wow, that was really cool to see them, like, come together and do? I'm going to point in at Dinah first.
Being the quiet one that I am observant of general community projects, but do trends count? Technically, a lot of people would partake in those, and it kind of spreads, and eventually, well, the majority of the community partakes in trends.
That's fair enough, I'd say. It's funny, because you're like, get rid of trends for the podcast, but trends, you know. Well, I don't think there's much for you to have to explain there. What about you, Nuvo? Any anime community-based things you've seen that are really cool?
I mean, not really, because I've just been on hiatus a little bit. I mean, I just like the whole, like, when the community can get behind one cohesive project and get the whole family in together and do it in a positive way. It's always awesome when I see it come together. I haven't seen it been done recently on Kisu just because, maybe because of the conversion and, like, the other, like, older users in life is getting in the way. But every time it does happen, it's awesome.
Well, I'll give a specific example. I was hoping that you were going to name something, because I'm pretty sure you took part in it, but Project Sugar Water was a wonderful project headed by Jim, at the time was the name. I think it's still his URL name. I don't know what his display name is on the site at the moment. It was a surprise project for Josh, the creator of Kitsu. He got as many users together as he could possible to submit a small little snippet about why the site was important to them, and they made it into one giant compilation-based video, and I will link that in the bottom for anybody who has not seen it or wants to see it. I wanted to make a second one, but I didn't get enough response on the site, unfortunately. I'll see if I can do it to happen again maybe someday. But that was one of the best things I've seen out of our community. That was back when we were in Hummingbird, but I know Josh was absolutely floored by it.
That was amazing. And then I joined that, like, by the because at first I wasn't even about to join the project for some reason, because it was, like, super secretive. And the way Jim would, like, explain it, and it was, like, almost made me think I had to actually douse sugar water. And I was like, dude, I don't want to drink this shit. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, and then Jim was like, I think you should join. But then when, if you want to inquire about the operation, you can PM at the time in Hummingbird. You don't really got a system based right now, but at the time you could PM Jim. And then when he was explaining it to me, he was like, well, it almost like I said, it was like you had to, like, literally pour, like, sugar and something else into the water bottle and was drinking. But then when I actually said, like, you know what, I only got one life to live, it ain't gonna kill me, right? Then he actually rolled out what it was, and I was like, wow, this is gonna be super awesome for Josh. And I'm glad I took part of it. It was amazing, man. It was so amazing. Some of the entries were just so heartwarming and touching. It made me kind of, like, tear up a little bit. And it wasn't even about me, you know?
Yeah, it was funny because I, you know how you're pretty skeptical? I was 100% skeptical at first. Yeah. I was like, ah, fuck it, I'm not doing this. So right. I didn't end up doing it because I was just like, ah, I don't.
Yeah, and then when you seen the rollout, you was like, fuck me.
Yeah, right in the ass of the butt plug. This is the worst.
Yeah, I know, right? I mean, but I was with you because it's the way Jim was explaining. I'm like, dude, I'm not about to fucking drink no sugar water right now. I mean, so, and like, you know, and I was real parched that day. And I was like, dude, I'm not fucking drinking sugar water. I mean, that's like me drinking Kool-Aid without pouring in the sugar with the aid. I'm not doing that.
Yeah, I regret not participating, but hopefully at some point I have decent community pool. Maybe I can get the guys to come behind me and help me make a secondary spiritual successor to that at some point. What about you, Trey? What's something that you've seen in an anime community, whether it be Kitsu, Hummingbird, or somewhere else that maybe you were before at the same time that just made you go tight?
I've got another throwback back to the Hummingbird days when we had forums. Do you remember, by any chance, the Hummingbird Sings event?
Oh, yeah, they were awesome. They were awesome and so fun to listen to.
Yeah, I never participated in any of them, but I always listened to them. And they were so much fun to listen to. And, like, I got so happy just listening to them. I don't know. It was a weird, like, emotional experience for me. It's like, oh, look at all these cute people just, like, being cute and doing this thing that makes them happy, and it's making me happy. I don't know. It was a fun time, and I wish it would come back. I think Chaos Being was the one that started that. So if you're listening to this, dude, I'll be sending you threats to start it again.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny that you mentioned that, because I was actually on a team to help him do that, all that. But I'm glad that you enjoyed it. I think because, I mean, Chaos Being, I can't think of the username because I can't pronounce his name right now, and I don't want to fuck up his name right now. I love the guy, but I can't think of the username. I think he's the one that, like, brought his attention, and I got interested in Chaos Being because at the time I was, like, engineering my own, like, music and stuff like that. yet. And I was like, well, I can engineer some tracks and stuff like that. It was amazing. Like, I remember the first song I think we did offer Gurren Lagann, if I'm going by my memory is correct. And it came out perfect. I mean, it was so nice. And then we actually had like, me and Chaos had like a coin flip because we did like two separate audio edits. I wish I still had my edit. It was still great. It was very fun. We had so many entries. I think it just was like hard to like balance all our schedules at one time. And that's why I think it just fell through. And then, I mean, we just all got like busy with like reality at a point. Cause it was like really, it came to at the time where we was like had like downtime. But then as we grew up, like in age, I think we all just kind of like got busy with reality and responsibilities and shit. So
yeah.
I think that's part of why I like kind of fell apart a little bit.
Yeah, I feel like that's kind of like the pitfall for pretty much any sort of community event like that.
Yeah.
Especially when you've got a community that's as global as Kitsu is. It's just like varying schedules, people with varying availability in their lives. Like that's one of the problems that we're facing in the Devil's Nest group is a lot of people have just gotten really busy with school, some of our main like game mods. So we need some more people to come in and kind of refresh every once in a while to keep things going smoothly. And I feel like that's probably what happened with Hummingbird Sings. It was the same people each time, and they eventually, you all started getting busier and things just weren't coming together. But if like Chaos Being or anybody that participated still has like those saved, like the songs or anything, it warrants a repost. Like that needs to come back. It really does.
It was so nice to be a part of it. It was really nice. And then even, it wouldn't even take us that, I mean, because me and Chaos basically handled like the engineering. And I think Lass helped us too, because it was like, we was the three editors basically doing the audio. Sometimes we had coin flip to see which one who has the best audio, and then we just released it to the public. But it didn't really take me that long to really audio everybody like voice to sync it. It was real fun. That's why it was like, when we was doing the startup, it was like, bam, bam. Bam, 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 bam. And I think when we got like real, people really got interested and we were starting in like selective on the Sonics and stuff like that, it is kind of like, well, and it became like a chore, and then we trying to balance it with life and stuff like that. So, you know, but maybe I think if we could, I haven't talked to Chaos in a while. I haven't talked to like the other guys that were part of it. They down for it. I mean, I joined back up to get it. I do it. It's very fun. I think with the community base we have now within the den, I think we can really make it 1,000 times better than we had before.
Mm-hmm. And in that same vein, I've made jokes about this at least like 3 or 4 times about a Hummingbird cipher. But the more I think about it, the more like fun I think that would actually be. And I know you'd be down.
Bruh, you know I can bring the heat. Come on. I'm waiting for you. You can be like, it's coming. I'm like, bruh, come on. Let's do it, man. Look, all we had to do is throw Josh's name out there a couple of times. Throw some other Mars names out there. We got it, man. We got it. We can take them down. We can take them down. I'm ready for you. Just you be like, I'm ready. I'm like, send the file over, bruh.
All right. So it'll be like a rebirth of Hummingbird Sings, but it'll be Hummingbird Raps, and we'll just have a cipher for everybody to join on to.
Oh my god, that would be like so and then funny thing is, I know what's gonna happen. We gonna get like a user we think is like just not gonna like flame it up, and then we gonna get the audio, we gonna be like, god damn, he just killed everybody.
It's probably gonna be Dinah.
Yeah, oh my god, how do you know? Yes, I mean, we should go ahead and like then the spin, we like, damn, you hear that bomb, bro? He just killed everybody.
The quiet ones always have the most flames in their lyrics.
Bust out the opera.
Oh my god, yes, man.
I guess in terms of community projects, in a way, our little podcasting that we have now, how we've always brought on so many different people on, it kind of start building that little community, even if it is like 1 or 2 guests per episode, we've garnered enough people to be called a small community in a way, technically.
Yeah, interestingly enough, that technically is something like that. I just was not thinking about it. I didn't get self-aware.
Dukes doesn't think of us as family. Okay.
No. I'm meant to be homeless. No family.
No help.
Hey, there you go. I mean, no help, no responsibility. Can go anywhere he wants to go.
I know Nuo and Dinah did not compete in this, but you might have, Treyo. I don't remember if you did, but did you participate in the Smash Bros. Tournament that we had going on in the forums back then or not?
I did not, and it's probably a good thing that I didn't. Smash Bros. Brings out the worst in me. It really does. I get very intense. I become the biggest trash talker on the planet, and I can't back any of it up. So I saved myself some embarrassment there.
Well, I'll talk about it real briefly before moving on further into the podcast. But I participated in it. I made it into almost into the top eight. I think I was technically ranked like 7th out of like the 30 plus who competed.
Nice.
Probably should have actually had a main, because without having a main, I kept switching characters and kind of made it hard to play against people who do have a main. But I did beat Josh in it, which is pretty funny. I'm the one who knocked Josh out of the tournament.
Ooh, eternal bragging rights.
Yeah, but that was a lot of fun. I think the worst part of that clearly was schedule. Again, trying to get matches like to happen, trying to contact both people to be online at the same time, because they also had to be on at the same time as the people running the tournament so they could spectate the match.
Mm-hmm. You've actually reminded me of two other things that were very similar to that. I remember, I don't know if you participated in this or not, any of you, but there was like a Pokemon tournament where they were using, I forget what site it was, but basically you built your team and then...
Oh, probably Pokemon Showdown?
Yeah, that sounds right. I remember that was a thing on the forums. It was a big... not even. It wasn't really a big one. I think the Smash Bros. Tournament was probably bigger, but they had a group of people just playing a Pokemon tournament, and I know I've done like chess tournaments and Go tournaments. I tried Shogi, but I couldn't learn it well enough. But there've been quite a few projects that have been forgotten. I feel like a revitalization is needed, a renaissance.
Yeah, I think it's time for us to take the helm. Bring them back.
Yeah.
Bring back the games. Yeah, I'd be down for that. I've been wanting to do something fun with the community again. I just finished something, so might as well come up with a new idea. But yeah, speaking of that, I just finished doing a community project myself. I did the Must Watch Anime Tournament of All Time.
Woo!
Back in February, I made a post. And I just said, name your must-watch anime, and you can only pick one. If you pick more than one, I'm going to ignore it. Of course, there were several people who don't know how to follow rules or can't read, so they didn't do that anyway. Altogether, I had 67 anime tossed in the hat. And then everyone just thought I was probably asking for recommendations or something. But I had decided I was going to put them in a head-to-head tournament. So I made a big giant bracket. And a lot of people thought I was actually just trying to pick the most-watched anime ever. I don't think there's an objective way to do that, because it doesn't exist. Everybody's got different tastes, and some anime that are considered great to some people are meh to others. Mm-hmm. But I really, really set up this tournament. Specifically, it was actually to stifle. I was stifling in my own creativity. So I was using this tournament as a way to figure out what anime people would want me to talk about. So whatever anime made it to the very top of the tournament, I decided I was going to do individual type of projects for, which I've just released that post today, actually. So it outlines what I'm going to be doing for the top three. The winner of the tournament was Cowboy Bebop, which isn't terribly surprising. It was kind of cool that it beat Fullmetal Alchemist Brotherhood, because I thought that was the shoo-in to win the whole thing.
I did too, if I'm being honest.
It was an interesting overall thing. The voting was pretty consistent and honest for the most part, although I had to change my polling system due to cheating. So I feel bad for both Bakke Monogatari and Berserk, because they both kind of got shoved under the rug due to cheating. Mm-hmm. But overall, it was a really cool little experiment. I wanted to run to see if I could make everybody just name shows without knowing the context, if I could get them to vote on shows without knowing why they were voting on these things to be the must-watch anime, and to see what would win. And Cowboy Bebop ended up winning, so that'll be the one I'll do the most intensive thing on. And number two is Steins Gate, also not too surprising.
Woohoo!
And number three was Fullmetal Alchemist Brotherhood. I think the Wild Horse surprise, like, wow, super darling, was Parasite making it into the top four. I'm honestly surprised. I like Parasite, but wow, that was surprising.
I agree. we're mind-melding right now.
Well, because, like, I like Parasite. I'm a big fan of the series. I just had no expectations after Shinseki Yori beat both Totoro and Legend of the Galactic Heroes for it to lose to Parasite. That surprised me. They were actually in a deadlock tie for 7 hours, so I was one who made the tiebreaker vote. So just, I wanted to see if I put it into the final four, if it would win. It did not. It got destroyed by Steins Gate.
I actually haven't seen Steins Gate yet, so I couldn't really vote for that one.
Doo-doo-doo, you know what you're going to watch next, right?
If you like sci-fi, highly recommend it. It's quite good.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, I feel like I already know too much about it without watching it. I feel like that might have preemptively ruined it for me. I've seen a lot on the internets. So,
yeah. I understand.
Personally, I think Steins Gate, instead of shining for its surprises, I think it's just because it's a very well-told and made anime. So if you appreciate it from that aspect, I think you'll still enjoy it plenty.
That's a fair point.
Plus, Steins Gate Zero is airing right now, so you can always prep yourself for that.
Okay.
Otherwise, if you like visual novels, you can always just play the visual novel and experience the story that way.
Oh, it's based off a visual novel? I didn't know that either.
Yes, it is. I actually own it, too. I just haven't played but, like, 3 hours of it. We've named a lot of little projects, and I guess we've named plenty of things we want to see in the future, but is there anything any of you guys specifically want to see the community try to come together and make happen here in the future? Feel free to just go whenever you want to.
I'm just gonna reiterate the Hummingbird Cipher again and leave it at that.
Man, Trey, I'm trying to tell you, send it over. Send it over. I'm ready, bruh. I'm ready.
That's my input.
I think Nuvo's just gonna roll along with what anybody else says. Hype man.
Hell to the yeah, man. I'm hype man number one.
What about you, Dinah? I know you get overshadowed by the loud voices.
I've mentioned this to you guys before, but it's the whole voice acting thing. In the future, perhaps, I would like to have audio adaptations. If you guys ever listen to podcasts in which they tell stories, have, you know, audio dramas with the cinematic kind of experience for the ears. I would love to, you know, have a community where people would, you know, volunteer their voices and kind of voice act basically for a story and then release it as like an audio drama story podcast onto like the internet and have other experience the stories that are told between all the different voice actors. So that's still in the works right now, but I'm hoping I can garner enough participation for that in the future.
Yeah, right now we're in the very early planning stages of making this get started, hopefully soon. Yeah. I would like to get started with you on that pretty soon, too. I've been thinking about it more and more, and I'm like, I think it's getting close to me have to make that decision on the microphone.
Yeah, pretty much requirements are you just need a decent microphone and ability to basically emulate different moods depending on what the story requires. So,
and at least 8 years of professional voice acting.
Yes, and 10 years of experience. Send in your resumes, please. Just kidding.
But yeah, we're clearly, this is an amateur project at the moment. We're going to try to make it as professional as possible. But anybody who is interested and wants to, we're not going to judge you too harshly. We'll listen to you. And if you talk to us, we'll try to find parts that are fit for your type of voice or temperament and that will help benefit your acting. If you think you have good range, and we think you do too, then you could play all sorts of things.
Oh yeah, just like how a lot of female voice actors actually voice act male characters in lots of anime.
Yeah, so we're counting on you ladies. You're going to save anime.
No, that's actually a really cool idea. I like that. I think that's something I'd be interested in as well.
Wonderful. We will sign you up.
Ooh, I can skip the resume process?
First, then in the 8 years of experience, please. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, sure.
All right, pass.
And now it is time to move on to the lightning round. Yes, that is the part where I ask small, quick-fire questions to our guest. Hopefully, they'll be able to answer them in a timely manner. Otherwise, we'll berate them off the air.
Oh, boy.
All right, Trey. Are you ready? Are you going to give us your best performance possible here?
I am ready. I am ready.
I don't believe you, but let's go. Are you a seasonal or binge watcher?
Seasonal, for sure.
Oh, cool, cool. Do you use any other anime-based websites?
I have my Kitsu account linked with Mal, but I don't really visit it. It's automatic.
Yeah, what's going on with Mal right now? I don't think that'll be a problem.
Oh, there's something going on with it?
Yes, there's a bunch of fun Mal news. If you're curious, you can Google it later, but Mal right now is under temporary undetermined maintenance because of several issues with their the owner of the website and their mobile app as well.
Oh, interesting.
Oh my.
They'll probably rebound from it, but apparently there's been some big issues, so we'll have to see what news comes from that here in the coming weeks.
Okay.
Who creates your favorite content on all of Kitsu?
This is going to sound like a cheap answer, but I have to say Nuvo on that just because of the constant positive waves. They've come at the right time quite a few times for me, so I appreciate that. If you want me to pick someone outside of the crew we have here, Noxplum, she's funny to me, I guess. Next question.
Oh, cool. Fuck with Trey for life for that one, though. Yay!
All right. Who is your waifu, and why is she the best?
I've always had a thing for bad girls, so... let's go with Jesse from Team Rocket.
Oh.
Nice! Oh, wow. Oh, hey, old school. I like that.
Man, that, different than some of the people that'll be on here. I like it. I like it. If you could be in any anime, what anime would that be and why?
You know, I think I'd have to choose Durarara or Dr, however you're supposed to pronounce it, just because everyone has their role in it. Like, it is a cohesive society and a community, and everyone fits into the puzzle. I feel like no matter who you are, you'll have an interesting story. So I think I'd like to be in Durarara.
Do you think you're going to have anything with you that's, like, supernatural, or are you just going to be one of those ordinary guys who kind of gets tossed into situations?
Bonus question, huh? I have to think on that one.
I was like, fuck, man, I wasn't ready.
You know, I think I'd be the guy that is rather ordinary, but has an interest in the extraordinary.
Isaiah.
Yeah.
All right, moving on. What is your favorite anime?
Okay, so that goes back and forth between Hunter x Hunter, the 2011 reboot, and Hajime no Ippo. Some weeks I lean more towards one than the other. It's very hard for me to compare them. I love them both equally for very similar reasons. They're just both the total package for me, with their characters, stories, humor, excitement. I can't pick one over the other. So those two.
The shonen love is real. Nubo is happy right there. He's doing his little boxing pose. You can't see it, but we believe it.
Really quick question, but are you watching Megalobox right now?
I am. I haven't seen Ashita no Joe, but I'm following it just fine. I do like it.
Nice. Yeah, thankfully with it being an anniversary project and not an actual direct sequel or anything, it doesn't cause any confusion.
No, but I do see like the references, the nods that it makes, the standpoint of someone that hasn't seen the
predecessor. Yeah, same here. Yeah. I mean, he's even going by Joe. That's enough of a nod.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. What is your least favorite anime?
I'd have to say, I think this counts, Coffee Samurai. It's like a short film about a samurai who dies and is reincarnated as a vending machine in modern times.
What?
And he falls in love with a girl that keeps getting coffee out of him. It is so bad that it's still not good. There wasn't even any humor to take from that. It was just steaming garbage.
I can't even imagine. Does she like go to the vending machine and be like, I'm going to insert a coin in you?
You know, I've burned most of it out of my memory. But now I'm getting scarred again. It's on Kitsu. There's a page for it on Kitsu.
I've actually read about it before. I've forgotten about it until you mentioned it.
Yeah, it's bad.
It's a movie, you say.
It's like a short film. Like it's like a single episode. Maybe it's an OVA. I don't really know.
Is there a TV series that you really hate or dislike?
Not really. I'd like to say that's because when I truly dislike something, I kind of drop it early on and forget about it. So there's nothing that sticks with me as being really hated.
You lucky man, you.
That explains the vending machine. You can't. You gotta watch it.
Yeah, I gotta see if it joins the ranks of other things I hate.
Oh, I'm sure it will.
Cool. I don't look forward to it. Name a topic you would want to see in a future episode of the podcast.
Top 10 homeless anime characters.
Wonderful.
Oh, man.
I can think of that's three, fantastic. So.
There's one in Hinamatsuri right now. Pretty cool guy.
Well, I mean, technically the girl's homeless too. So
yeah, you're right.
She would count too. So, yeah, he is really cool though.
I'm trying to tell you, man, he got wisdom and he out on the streets.
No, if you want a serious answer, I'd really like to hear you guys talk about style versus substance, if that's something you haven't touched on before.
We've dabbled with it in small conversation, only when we're talking about stuff like, you know, Redline being mostly style and some other things like that, but we haven't really talked about it as a full topic, so yeah, we could definitely do that. Okay. I'll definitely keep it in mind. It's not one I had, so thank you.
So TLDR, what we got out of this is watch the vending machine anime.
Yeah, if you're watching the podcast right now, when this comes out, stop it, go watch the vending machine thing, and then come back.
Yeah, its full title is longer than Coffee Samurai, but I'm pretty sure if you just type in Coffee Samurai, whether that's on the Kitsu search bar or just on Google, you'll find it.
We'll leave a link, don't worry.
Okay, yeah.
Can the guy see the girl when he's reincarnated as a vending machine?
Yeah, like he grows arms and legs, like he's got a vending machine body with arms and legs. Yeah, and a face, like...
Who would get coffee from that shit?
I don't know, man. It takes all types.
Oh, man. I mean, the way you describe it, it sounds funny as shit, though.
Like, the concept of it is so absurd that you would think so, but the quality of it is just really poor. Oh,
it messed it up. Okay, I understand.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Yeah, I was just going to mention, I think I remember like having issues with like the audio being out of sync. And it wasn't the fault of like the player that I was watching on. It was it was the actual mixing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. The mixer's like, I give up on this series too.
Yep.
Maybe that's a quality joke you just missed.
Possibly. You know, I can still be learning about the whole comedy thing.
Speaking of anime we're watching, let's move on to current anime talks, or name withholding until Dinah tells me of a better one. So, Dinah, because I can see that angry look on your face from a distance, what's the name of the title? What have you been watching, man? What have you been watching?
I'm very angry.
So real, then.
In terms of new shows that I'm watching since last time, aside from the current shows I'm watching, the only new show I've really started is Hinamatsuri. It is a very heartwarming, heartwarming story. The main characters, you know, at first you might perceive her as an idiot, but she has a heart, she's caring, and you end up really growing to like all the characters.
Yeah, I'd say she's just more ignorant than anything.
Yeah, and shout out to the homeless crew in the show.
Dago, you, I mean, did know what's up.
It's a great show. Recommend. It's a comedy, and the comedy can be a little weird and wacky sometimes, but it's pretty good.
Yeah, I find it really funny.
Mm-hmm.
What about you, Nuvo? I hadn't heard from you in a while other than talking about homeless people.
Okay, so as far as anime, I've just been watching a whole lot of good seasonals. Right now, as we know, the new season of... I keep on confusing this with Fairy Tail. I don't know why.
Talking about Food Wars?
What oh, no, no, no. Food Wars is actually really good. I like the twist that's going on right now.
Seven Deadly Sins?
Yeah, Seven Deadly Sins. Yes, there you go. I don't know why. Every time, is it because the...
fantasy vibe, maybe?
Maybe it's a fantasy vibe. Every time I go on a site, whatever like that, it have like bright colors like Fairy Tail, and I always confuse it with it. Even though it's... it's like 1,000 times better than Fairy Tail.
Same studio.
Yeah, same studio, but you know, Seven Deadly Sins, this is a whole nother monster.
I didn't know Fairy Tail was made by A1. Mm. Surprising.
A1,
yeah. A1, you know. Yeah, Seven Deadly Sins, this season is like amazing. I love the focus on the season. It's really good. My Hero Academia, oh my god. This shit is top tier, man. What else? Darling in the Franxx. It's going into weird places, but I'm still loving it so far. I just feel like the wheels is starting to come off just a little bit, but I just hope it don't get too... I'm just not really feeling the direction it's going into, like, last couple episodes.
Big hitters, big hitters. All right. What about you, Trey?
I've pretty much been watching the same things that have been mentioned so far. So you got Food Wars, Darling in the Franxx, My Hero Academia, Hinamatsuri, Megalobox was mentioned. On top of that, I picked up Golden Kamuy. Yeah. That one's been pretty good so far. I'm kind of waiting for it to rev up and go. It's done a lot of exposition so far, but I really like how it's been doing that. I'm just ready for it to kind of go somewhere beyond where it is right now without spoiling anything.
Does the CGI bear bother you?
In the first episode, yeah, I was like, if there's more like this, I'm probably just gonna opt for the manga. But faithful to say, hasn't been, or I haven't noticed any like glaringly bad CGI since, so I'm not bothered by that. It's forgot.
Mm-hmm.
I've also been watching Gun Gale Online. Have any of you been watching that so far?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so I'm one of those people where I actually don't have anything against Sword Art Online or anything.
Mm-hmm.
I think the hate on it is kind of overplayed.
Right on.
But to each their own. However,
yep, same here.
I do have a slight issue with Gun Gale Online. Once again, without spoiling anything, I feel like there aren't any legitimate stakes here. It's kind of started to, like, as of episode 6 or so, it's started to get into something more serious, but it doesn't feel a genuine, for lack of a better word. Mm-hmm. And up until that point, there weren't any real stakes. So it was like, what am I watching for? So I'm hoping that gets better by the end. And as of recently, Darling in the Franxx, my opinion is actually the opposite of Nuvo's. I was kind of bored by it. The society that it was setting up, I feel like I've seen that done before. The things that they've been, especially with the most recent episode, episode 19, the things they've been kind of revealing since have intrigued me again. I'm glad I kept up to this point.
Mm-hmm.
And then Food Wars is just, that will always be like my anime of the season whenever it's airing.
Yes.
Love that.
I mean, Food Wars is top tier, top tier.
I need to start recreating like everything, everything I see on the show.
Going back to the what Japanese food you want to try, everything in Food Wars.
Yeah. When you asked that question, or when Dokes asked the question, I was thinking pretty much everything in Food Wars, but then I was also, I knew I couldn't use that because a lot of the stuff that they cook in Food Wars isn't actually Japanese. It's a pretty global menu that they have on there, so I couldn't think of a specific Japanese thing that they created that I would really want to try.
Hey, A5 Wagyu meat is, that's a respectable dish to choose.
Yeah. there's a place in New York. I don't live near New York. Well, that's relative. But there's a place in New York that's been serving it called Sakamai or something like that. So if I go to New York, I will eat there and I will give you all a detailed review.
Nice.
About it. Yeah.
With pictures.
With pictures, of course, the Instagram shots.
Yeah, got to.
Outside of what's currently airing, the only oldie that I've been watching is Outlaw Star, if any of you are familiar with that. Nice. That was an old one on Toonami. I remember watching it as a kid, but I don't remember anything about it, so I figured it was due for a rewatch. So it's been pretty fun. I'm only 6 episodes in, so I can't say too much about it, because I think it's a 2-core series, but it's been fun.
Nice. How about you, Ducks?
So I've actually, all of my seasonals have been put on hold for now, because I was watching old anime. I'm going to start picking them back up here in the next few days, because today, actually, I finished the 101 episode 1985-87 anime Touch.
Oh, nice.
By Mitsuru Adachi.
What's it about?
So, if you're not aware, this is made by the same person who made Cross Game.
Ah.
This is a slice of life coming of age story. It's about, there's twin brothers, Kazuya and Tatsuya, and their childhood neighbor, Minami. Kazuya is like the ace pitcher and predominant important person like at the school, and Minami is the girl he wants to be with and everything, and his dream and her dream is to go to Koshien together, which, if you're not aware, people listening, Koshien, the big high school baseball championship type thing.
Mm-hmm.
Kazuya is not the main character. The main character is actually Tatsuya, his younger brother, and he is a delinquent and not seen as much by most of the school, but Minami's just as close to him as she is Kazuya, and due to events in the series, Kazuya ends up not being around anymore, and Tatsuya basically is there to fulfill his dream. So for the rest of the series, the slacker delinquent Tatsuya has to take on the role of trying to fill the expectations of everybody wanting him to be like his brother. And as the series goes on, he also has to realize that while that's an admirable thing to do, he also needs to make sure that he achieves things for himself as well, not just because he wants to do it for his brother.
Mm-hmm.
Very long. It's a slow burn, obviously, with 101 episodes. If you love slice of life drama and coming of age and baseball and romance, if you like Cross Game, you'll love it for sure. Cross Game, clearly one of his, a lot of inspirations from Cross Game story came from Touch, since it's 20 years. It was written 20 years afterwards. I like Cross Game better, still, personally, but Touch was fantastic. Highly recommended.
Nice.
The other anime I've been watching, something that Food Wars was probably inspired by, is Yakitate Japan.
Nice.
And it's shonen comedy, all about making bread, and it is really, really funny, and you also learn actual bread facts. Every episode, there's a trivia at the end of the episode that teaches you something about bread making.
It's awesome.
That's neat.
Yeah, if you like slapstick shonen humor, and if you like bread, I recommend it.
I humbly request that you end each podcast with a bread fact now.
I will try to remember. So today, one that was from Yakitate that I remember.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure you guys are all familiar with croissants.
Mm-hmm.
Delicious.
So in France, there are two typical designs for the croissant. There's the kind of fat middle-shaped one, and then there's the moon-shaped. The moon-shaped ones are made with butter, and the fat ones are made with margarine.
Mm. Oh.
Slight little thing that separates those. And that is your bread fact of the week.
Nice.
I'm learning today.
I believe that's everything anime-wise I've been watching, because everything seasonal kind of got dropped, because I pretty much over the last 2 weeks have watched like 60 episodes of Touch, so that's been consuming most of my free time.
That's a lot of episodes.
Yeah, so I watched the first 25 episodes back in 2015. I was having a struggle with my depression, and it went on hiatus for a year for me, and I came back in 2016, didn't watch it at all. I came back in 2017 and watched 3 episodes. For some reason, didn't continue watching more. And then about 4 months ago, I watched 3 more episodes. And then about 3 weeks ago, I started from episode 32 and just watched the remainder of like 70 episodes.
Mm-hmm. Mm, nice.
I liked the description of it, so I think that's something that I'm going to throw in my plan to watch list. So thank you for that.
Yeah, of course. It's great. The subs I found, too, were a remastered Blu-ray that they made from Japan. It doesn't it's not as fancy as Blu-ray as you're thinking, but it's a little touched up. You can find those ones on your regular streaming sites.
I see what you did there.
But yeah, and if any of you have seen Cross Game, it's very much in the same vein of type of storytelling, so I think you'll enjoy it. Well, that's everything with the podcast, the main topics. Trey, before we say goodbye to you, is there anything else you'd like to plug other than the Devil's Nest Groupon Kitsu?
Nothing currently going on aside from that, so I just kind of want to go back to that for a second. And reiterate to anyone that's listening, if you have an interest in playing forum games, especially hidden identity games, then Devil's Nest is for you, and we are looking for new people. If you've never played them before, that's fine. We'll walk you through it. I'll even be your personal coach if I have to. That's fine by me. There are all kinds of interesting game setups. It's not just the kind that I'm doing right now in the Mafia Universe tournament, but that's something that if you're interested in, you can just contact me. My username on Kitsu is the same as my real name. It's just Trey, so you can leave me a nice little message on my feed, and I'll get back to you as soon as I can.
Wonderful, wonderful. The recommended user of the week should be obvious. It's Trey. But Trey, also, I forgot to put this in the outline. What's an anime you recommend for everybody to go watch?
Oh, boy. Okay, so, of course, it's going to be one of my favorites. But everybody, I feel like Hunter x Hunter has mainstream success. People love it. People know it. I feel like not as many people, at least modern fans of anime, know of Hajime no Ippo, if you're not like super into sports or shonen. That would be the one I'd recommend. It's kind of an endeavor because across the multiple seasons, there are hundreds of episodes, but they're so worth it. I was able to marathon it so easily. So yeah, that's what I recommend.
Okay, so that is Coffee Samurai from Trey. Coffee Samurai.
Yes, I also recommend that one.
Good anime, you want Coffee Samurai. If you want anime that you want a marathon, Ippo. Or you can just watch Coffee Samurai like multiple times in the time it would take you to watch Ippo. It's really your preference.
Why not have them both on at the same time, side by side, dual screens?
That's the dream. In different audios, too. See if you can find like a French dub for one of them. Preferably Coffee Samurai. Well, Trey, thanks a lot for coming. We needed to get a new episode out here anyway. So I thank you for kind of getting everybody in the podcast. The initiative immediately sparked when you prompted me.
I appreciate you responding to my threats and having me on today. It's been fun.
Oh, yeah. Yes, thankfully the red dot has been lifted. I think I will be okay. My family will live another day. But yes, it was a pleasure having you. And at some point again in the future, just like any of the other guest hosts that we have had, I would love to have you on again.
And I would love to be on again.
That was a pleasure. Now, before we say goodbye fully, Dinah, tell everybody where else they can go to find this podcast aside from YouTube or iTunes.
So we are also on Google Stitcher and any podcasting app that you use, whatever app that you use to listen to podcasts, hopefully you will find us. Just type in Foxcast Anime and you will find it.
Thank you, Dinah. Well, everybody, thank you once again for joining us for the 14th episode of the Foxcast podcast. It was a lot of fun. This topic literally only came to mind because of Trey asking me. I don't know if I would have thought of it anytime soon. So once again, thankful for him for that. We hope to see you again for episode 15. But as always, my name is Dokes, and it was a pleasure having you guys listen to us once again.
New phone here. It's been awesome having you, Trey. We gonna do that cipher. We gonna do that cipher, man. You ain't backing out this time.
I'm holding you to it. Make sure I spit flames.
Hey, I'm Dinah. Thanks again, Trey, for being on today's episode, and we will catch you all next time.
Bye, guys.